Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, February 18th, 2021. It is day number 42 of the communist occupation in Washington, D.C. That is to say, it's day number 42 of the Green Zone, the setting up of the barbed wire fences, or the razor wire fences, the fences around the nation's capital. That's, again, day number 42 of the communist occupation of our capital. It's also day number 29 of America held hostage by the presumptive or the assumptive Biden regime. That's right. We're not exactly sure who's running things. Who is running the levers of power? Is it Biden? In between drools of oatmeal and, changing of depends, or is it, knee pads, Kamala Harris?
Come on, man.
Yeah, there you go. You got pee pads, knee pads, and no pads. No pads for, Pelosi. That's the continuity of government, supposedly right now. Or is it the military running things? Great news. New York State, the greatest, the most prolific serial killer caught or identified, I should say. Did you, Eric the Tech, did you hear about this?
I did not. Tell me.
Folks, hang on now. Hang on. I want to get this right because, again, the most prolific serial killer ever in the history of not just the state, the Empire State, not just the nation, but of the world. We're talking upwards, I believe it's, the numbers are still coming in, but we're talking upwards of maybe, well over 1500, close to 2000 victims, maybe even more. There might even be 8000. It depends on which numbers you're looking at. Andrew Cuomo, again, the FBI, Department of Justice, launching an investigation into the deaths, the nursing home deaths, that caused these massive deaths. Now, again, by definition, you're looking at a serial killer. I haven't gotten out of the 70s, all right?
Luigi.
I'm telling you. Okay, what Andrew Cuomo did is unforgivable, all right? If that was my grandmother, or hey, if it was me as a grandfather, or if it was my wife, my loved one in the nursing or advanced care homes that were put in there just to die and to die alone. All right, I don't know if Andrew Cuomo started fires and tortured small animals and wet his bed when he was a kid, part of the homicidal triad, but certainly it seems to me that's a possibility. But Eric the Tech, Andrew Cuomo identified as, he's under investigation. Now, I'm not sure if the investigation is being conducted by Strzok Page and Weissman and others, but, you know, who knows? But I just want, it's good news. At least he's been identified. He's been outed. That's really no joke. With me right now is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv. My brother in Christ, my brother as a, my mentor, I should say, as a broadcaster, as a man of, great integrity and character. I'll tell you what, qfiles.tv is something that everyone needs to subscribe to get the latest information about what's really taking place behind the scenes. Right before the show, we were talking about the weather that's topical across the nation. If you live in Texas, oh, man, I'm hearing from people in Texas, as is Steve, and I'm not going to take any more time away from Steve. Let's get right to stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv, Gen 6. Of course, all the links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. Let me just say one more thing before I get to him. Folks, please do me a solid. Subscribe to us at Rumble, on Rumble. Please subscribe. Take the minute and subscribe. And if it asks for your date of birth, you know, as long as you're over 18, right? That's what they're looking for, I believe. You're not going to get spammed or anything like that, but we're on Rumble. That's our primary platform. People have been asking us to go back to YouTube. We walked away from 250,000 subscribers. Not going to do it. Ain't going to do it. Nope. Wouldn't be prudent. 3.5 million downloads last month. I want to thank everyone and thank you so much for everything. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And I think this is one of the most important shows you and I have ever done. I was up all night, so I apologize if I'm not on top of my game, just praying, saying, Lord, so much is happening, but give me the words, give Doug the words, understanding, and please chime in at any point for what's going on in this nation and what is going to be the outcome. And I want to deal with what you said about Cuomo and all the other Democratic governor murderers, accessories to murder that put the elderly into nursing homes who had underlying medical conditions that may have lived. What do we call that? It's genocide. It's exactly what Hitler did. Before Hitler sent the Jews to the camp and Christians and gypsies and anybody else he didn't, he started with the infirmed and the elderly. Most people have not even dealt with the issue that people who are elderly obviously get government benefits. Get rid of all the people who get government benefits, and guess what? You've cut the budget by billions. When I wrote Empire Beneath the Ice, this isn't a pitch for the book, but I said the Nazis never lost World War II. They run the world from behind the scenes. As evidence of that, Operation Paperclip, the United States government brought the smartest and most prolific scientists, some of the most advanced thinkers. The United States gave them new identities and kept them from the Nuremberg war trials. Obviously, one of the most famous would be Dr. Wernher von Braun. And so, Doug, this is genocide. And when you and I have talked in the past, ladies and gentlemen, I've asked the Lord, I said, God, will you just please block, Lord, all of the diversion taken away from the American people to understand? You got two groups ready to kill you, ladies and gentlemen. The first is the Chinese, who already own our Congress and the majority of the Senate. The Chinese have bought influence. They've bought our politicos off. They've bought the press off. They've bought everything off. So, ladies and gentlemen, when they buy it all off, they're ready to take us all off the radar screen. Remember Kamala Harris's famous statement? We got records, and we got records and memories, and we're going after them. Isn't it interesting, Doug, that both Kamala Harris and other Democrats who've said the same thing want to guillotine us, want to basically, you know, blow us up with bombs, want to drop atom bombs on us, want to come kick in the doors, you know, destroy us. And they want to kill 120 million people. And interestingly enough, China's on record through their war paper saying they want to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. So today we're going to talk about weather wars. And as you know, I wrote the book years ago, 20 years ago, I just looked, on weather warfare. And it's interesting, weather wars and unnatural disasters. This book was so far ahead of its time that I always wondered, I said, Lord, did I miss you? And seriously, because I go, I know I heard to do this. And by the way, this is one of the first books of its kind after Nick Bagish's Angels Don't Play This Harp. But I go into everything not only in this book from weather wars, which you're seeing right now in Texas, which you're seeing in Louisiana on the YouTube videos. And Doug, have you seen those videos of the, if you will, the lightning going down the power lines?
Yes, I have. Okay. Very interesting videos. If you haven't seen them, search them out because they're out there. Yep.
And so weather wars and unnatural disasters. And I want to put up, Eric, thank you. That's the book cover. This is available now. And, you know, the tip of the iceberg, secret services, cover-ups, rain, snow, and mud, nanotechnology, keep in mind, 20 years ago, the wind and the waves, monstrous acts, the evil in New York City, you know, birth dearth. In other words, the desire to Bill Gatesify the whole planet. In other words, to kill the birth rates. Tsunamis and mega tsunamis, man-made earthquakes, and yes, they can make them. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Playing the devil's heart, changing the atmosphere, the men who would be God, and weather modification patents, and the Space Preservation Act of 2001. But one of the most important things that's in this is, if you go to Appendix G, it's weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. I made the statement back in 2000. I said they already own the weather. They already own the weather, lock, stock, and barrel. Now people are starving, ladies and gentlemen. Our brothers and sisters in Texas are starving. There are no provisions available. Even, Walmart or Kmart, one of them shut down 500 stores. And ladies and gentlemen, as I've tried to warn for 6 months being on Doug's show, my friend the science man warned, I put up the alerts, saying there's nothing in the pipeline. There's no food to back it up. And I want everybody to ask themselves an honest question. And Doug, this is a time for introspection. Did I really believe it would ever get this bad? Did I look to a man, President Trump, did I look to the people I thought I elected to represent me to be able to help me? And then the third question is, who's coming to my aid when I can no longer heat my house, my apartment? Who's coming to my aid when there are people breaking in, not only to take my stuff, to take my life? Who's coming to your aid? And I got to be blunt, Doug, no one's coming to your aid except Jesus. And I want to, and with permission, I'm going to read this. And Eric, if you'll put this up on the screen, the first paragraph, these warning alerts, the final warning alerts, go out to Q-File subscribers exclusively. Those who have supported me, supported Doug, those of you who have helped us out, that have literally funded and kept Doug on the air, and thank you all for your wonderful response to our fundraiser. But again, I want people to hear, this is just part of the weather alert that was sent out today. I can back up what I say, and I have, and unfortunately, I'm not Johnny come lately, and I know everybody, Doug, if you're seeing it, everybody's, directed energy weapons, blah, blah, blah. But where were they 20 years ago? Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have been with us that long, meaning Doug and I, and also those who have been with me the years before, almost a decade before, know that the word prepare became a dirty word. It became a substitute for fear-mongering or scaremongering or, we're just selling fear to sell food. I got news for you. I had an email from a lawyer today that said, he's in Houston, I'm so glad I listened to you. He says, I don't have my heat on, but he says, I got my warm stuff. I'm prepped. And he sent me a picture, Doug, of eating his MRE, I think was a C meal, whatever beef brisket was. So here's the thing, and I want to read this. And if Eric, will you put it up on your screen real quick so everyone can see it? Thank you. And I don't know if it's all in the, it looks like it's too big to read. It's running off the margins. Maybe it's just my screen.
It could be your screen. I'm looking at a perfect, okay. So yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, good. So the title of this, and these are only available to Q-File subscribers, is I feel those people who are willing to support me have the benefit of getting any knowledge I get. Some people say, well, that's just not fair to the rest of us. The rest of you didn't care to prepare. And now you send me emails and say, what do I do? What do we do? And I want to make this clear. I want no one to perish, none at all. So alert, this is what it says. This is the final warning alerts. Weather warfare and seismic weapons now in use against USA. Don't tell me they don't exist. Texas's problems will be entire nations by the end of March into April. Now, here's my warning, and then this followed by a whole bunch of stuff. There is no food in the pipeline, and anything that one can acquire now must be located and purchased by this weekend. I have a reason for saying that. I will not spell it out. I don't want to give the evil ones a heads up. And here's what I said, Doug, and this was breaking my heart last night. This is a melodrama. I spent my entire life trying to help people avoid these days, and now the days are here, and I can't help anybody avoid. I can help those like veterans and single moms and widows with food for the end times. And again, if you're a veteran, disabled, if you're earning under $1,200 a month, if you're a single mom, if you're a single dad, if you are a, what have I left out, you know, veteran single mom, widows, God bless you, widows. I mean this with all my heart. If I could, I would show up and give you a hug and take your hands and say, it's going to be okay. Jesus is going to look after you. But I said this, there is no food in the pipeline, and anything that one can acquire now must be located and purchased by this weekend. Oh, that God's people would have heeded all of his warnings and repented and looked to Jesus instead of President Trump and politicians to provide a solution to our nation so steeped in innocent blood, obviously, the abortion, 100 million plus, and perversion. And here's what I said, and I believe this is most accurate. Doug, after I read this, I want you to respond. Here lies the human race watching their end as it stares them in the face. It's all about survival and getting individual, now notice this, individual instruction from the living God as to what you are to do. If you know Jesus, he said his sheep know his voice, he will lead you. And then it follows up saying, Mike Adams told me, who's in Texas, what it's really like. And again, I want to thank you, Doug, for letting me come on today, because people say, well, you're agitated. Oh, you bet I'm agitated. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the reason Texas was hit with the weather warfare modification weapons, and they're satellite-based, they're earth-based, you know, I could tell you stories most wouldn't believe, some would. But the thing is that this was because Texas's economy, when it's not messed with, and the one word that starts with S, secession. Secession. So this is why Texas is under attack. It's also, I believe they're voting on becoming a pro-Second Amendment state, which they will not honor, thank God, the federal rules and regulations for gun confiscation. Let me make this clear. I'm sorry, Doug, just one more statement. Gun confiscation is not what's at stake. It's your life. It's your family lives. You think they'll let you live? You can take the guns away from the people that have them, but you can't take the mentality away. And by hook or crook, there'll be everybody and their dog, from gangs to different military, selling revolutionaries the weapons. That's how it always goes. So again, here lies the human race watching their end as it stares them in the face. Injection. Go ahead, Doug. That's a long introduction.
You know what, Steve? I'm not sure exactly what you'd like me to respond to, but I can tell you this. You know, here we are, February 18th, 2021. So we're a month and 18 days into 2021. You're looking at, an occupied capital. You're looking at razor wire on top of fences surrounding the capital. You're looking at right now, Biden, well, day one, the, presumptive, president, and I say that because I'm not sure who's running things, by way of signature, cancels the XL pipeline, immediately wipes out 11,000 jobs, actually 70,000 collectively, through the energy sector, guts the energy sector. Now today, right now, they're debating and trying to push through this immigration bill. Okay, now I'm getting to a point here. Okay, so you're seeing all of this take place right now in Texas and all across the breadbasket of the United States and into the South. You're seeing this weather, this unprecedented cold. Now, people in power, the Klaus Schwabs, or the people that run things, I should say, from the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and Bill Gates, of course, you know, saying, well, we're going to just particulate matter in the air to block the sunlight, you know, to cool the planet down because, of course, global warming, right? So you're seeing all of this kind of come to this crescendo in 2021. If you thought 2020 was bad, you have not even seen bad. 2021 is going to make 2020 look like the good old days. Now that's not to make anyone fear, but what you just said there, when I go back and I look at weather warfare, okay, your book that you wrote, Weather Wars, and I'm not selling books, but I'm using that as a reference here. When I go back and I look at that and I see what's happening today, I don't believe, look, I'm an investigator. I'm not a talk show host. I don't believe in coincidences, necessarily. Okay. Things happen. Yeah. I mean, I get things happen, but coincidences, not so much. So I've got to ask myself, why now with the weather? You know, what's taking place? And I think you kind of covered it pretty well with the entirety, and especially with the Q alert. This is going to be taken to a whole new level. And the agenda is depopulation. The agenda is killing off, the target population, and especially Christian conservatives, but Christians in general, and very specifically. The notion of, this America First exceptionalism, keeping our country safe and Christianity safe, from, you know, Christians safe from persecution is gone. It was gone on November 3rd. All of this combined to me, Steve, tells me that there has been a change in, I joke with my wife Renee. I said, you know, I feel like there's a change in the, universal force. I can feel it. You know, that there's that feeling. It's that spirit of darkness is coming over this planet. By the forces of evil. And I'm not making this up. I mean, I can feel this in my bones. And, you know, I've sat across the table from some really evil people in my profession. And I look at the various news and I'm looking at a whole ton of evil when I look at the news. So I said all of that to say this. I believe right now, if you're not prepared, as you said, if you're not prepared now, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If you've been saying, well, you know what? You're full of beans, all of you, you know, you're just fear mongers. Okay. Okay. You know, God bless you. Go with God. And, I guess good luck, in your case, not your state, Steve, but their case. Good luck. You know,
I understand.
Because look at this. I mean, blocks long, unprepared Texans line up outside grocery store. This is what Steve was telling you. Hey, prepare because this is coming. Walmart temporarily closed. Look at this and look at the weather map. I agree with you. This is no accident. You know, the talk of succession, sanctuary counties, sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment or for the Constitution. We're the hardest hit. It's the Bible Belt. It's the breadbasket. And, you talked about this segues into food wars too. So all of this combined, and I didn't mean to be long-winded, but I think if people would just step back a little bit and open their eyes and remember what you said, you know, 20 years ago. And 10 and 5 last year, last week, and then see where we are today. I think that right now that we're looking at, now is the time that, we've got to make sure, you know, people say, well, you know, weather happens. Yeah, it does happen. I get that. And no, this is not climate change, global. This is not that. The climate's always changing and man has nothing to do with it. So stop, you know. Stop thinking that we do. It's and you know the CFCs from hairspray bottles that they banned a long time ago. It has nothing to do with it, okay? Or the cow flatulence, nothing to do with it. This is on a God scale, I believe. Is that a right thing to say? A God scale?
I think it is, Doug. And here's something that people who will argue: well, only God control the weather. God takes the evil in their own devices. A device is a machine or something other than just their own thoughts. And so I want people to understand something. When God judges a nation, he uses other nations to bring judgment on the most errant and the most abhorrent nation. China's going down too. Mark my words. I know people think it's the Chinese century and it may come back as that. But even as we speak right now, Three Gorges Dam is ready for, I've heard that for a year. Yeah, but when you heard it a year ago, there weren't 300 cracks. There weren't 50 of them leaking water. And one of the most interesting things is, I didn't know this, but somebody over there told me, they said in the night, over 2 days, one night, over two days, the Christians fled the Wuhan, that area of the valley that was basically, you know, south of the dam, whatever direction it is from the dam, probably west from the dam. And they were warned. God sent his angels to take them out of trouble. Well, I don't believe that. Can I tell you something, Doug? I've heard more I don't believe from professing Christians than I've ever heard. Bless God, he's true to his word. I thought that was fascinating, that God literally sent his angels to warn the Christians, the most persecuted people on the face of the planet. The most horrific things could be done. And now our government, in large, maybe with the exception of the military, I'm saying maybe, that our politics, our politicians, our newspapers are all under Chinese control. Plus Hollywood is. I don't think people know that. No script gets released in a movie unless it clears, you know, the censors. I want people to take this seriously. Even on the earthquakes now, I'll jump to that now, that are happening on the West Coast. It's never happened before. My Q-File subscribers are the only people that get this. I'm sorry, Doug, but that's the way it has to be. God corrected me a long time ago and said, quit throwing your pearls before swine. I never called you. This is what people say. God doesn't talk to you. He said, I didn't call you to be a jewelry store for swine. In the effort to be transparent and to tell people what I knew, to spill my guts, to try and be open, all it did was be used up against me. And finally, the Lord corrected me, and I took the correction. I don't do that anymore. But what's happening? Clusters of earthquakes, triplets and quadruplets, that have never happened before. It's not global seismograph failures. It is the absolute event that has never taken place before. In other words, 7.1, 7.0 earthquakes happening off of Japan. Oh, remember Japan had a 7.3 earthquake just a couple days ago in the Fukushima area? You didn't hear about how much radiation is leaking in the Pacific Ocean. The day Fukushima happened, or within 24 hours, maybe that's a better statement. I was on the air saying, we have been fooked, F-U-Q-E-D. People took offense at that. I said, do you understand that that amount of plutonium, people don't know basic physics anymore. People don't know basic biology anymore. I said, do you understand the half-life of plutonium? Then all the cesium-137, these are radioisotopes. I said, they're killing the sea life. And then you get dumbass mainstream press scientists that say, well, we just don't understand why all these sores are showing up on the porpoise, the dolphin, the whales, the salmon, you name it, the sea fish. And I said, and somebody said, well, it's not a third of the water. I said, a third of the ocean, the Pacific Ocean's dying. I said that. And point blank, the thing is that I and I'm sorry for saying I so much. It made me so furious. And now look at what's happening. Talk to the salmon fisheries. Talk to the Alaskan fishermen. Talk to people. Go to your stores. And when their shelves are bare and you wonder where all the fish are, remember Fukushima was covered up and covered over.
I'm going to write that down. I got to be careful when I say that. We've been fooked.
F-U-Q, yes. And I understand. Somebody says, I know what you really mean.
Well, good. I'm glad they really know what we really mean or what you really mean. Because when you start looking at the consequences of just that, and why haven't we heard? I mean, is everything fine now at Fukushima? Is everything okay? I mean, it must be because we haven't heard word one about it. I'm just asking, Steve. Must be okay, right?
Well, no. It's covered up and covered over. And by the way, again, when a lie is covered over, I came up with a word, and again, people can take whatever they want out of it, and I it's an important word. It's B-U-L-L-S-H-E-E-T. The bull is the lie, and the sheet is a cover-up, okay? Cover over. And again, I call it the devil's laundry. We've got liars in the press. We've got tattletales in our neighborhood. We've got mass Nazis in stores. In Bozeman, Montana, in the parking lot, and our governor and our government in Montana lifted the mask in public places. They left it open to individual stores can demand it. A couple was walking into Target without their masks on, and, two mass Nazis sprayed them with mace. Okay, just these Milgram monsters, Milgram experiment, and it basically, in a nutshell, it showed that people with little authority, when given the chance, will use it to the detriment of their fellow humans.
Oh, please. Please, folks, please. That's that concept that right there. That's the first time, Steve, this is the first time I heard that, the Stanford Milgram experiment compared to the masks. That is brilliant. Thank you. That's brilliant. I was really searching for that. That's a brilliant comparison, a brilliant analogy. And please, folks, understand what that is. In fact, we'll put in the program description a link to that so you can see what it's like. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought that was absolutely
brilliant. No, Doug, this is really critical. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make everybody understand something that is going, how should I say this, hypersonic. I warned about the Stasi, Marcus Wolf. This was 20 years ago, I think. I could be off 2 years. And also Yevgeny Primakov being hired by, in those days, FEMA to come up with an internal spy apparatus. The internal spy apparatus would be self-erecting. Hello, Faces of Death book. Hello, Twitter. And now you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, what I warned you about, because your speech is the first thing that's dead. It's assassinated. It's killed. The next thing is they'll be calling for your death. Are you kidding me? The Democratic National Platform making war on God? Literally declaring war on God. The bottom line is, and they, you think they're going to let you live? And oh, by the way, starvation is being utilized as the weapon. First weapon, mass vaccination. Second weapon, starvation and deprivation of fresh water. Doug, you and I have talked about this. Those who have listened to me, I'm meeting more people that listened to me 25 years ago, said, I remember, Steve, when you said the two most important commodities in the world would be fresh water and edible food. Now you find out that there are powerful financial, industrial, technocratic billionaires that are trying to buy all the fresh water sources in the United States. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? So they can control. At the end of the day, it's not about making more money. They can buy anything, have anything, buy anyone, take anyone, but it's about control. And in the billionaire's bragging rights, it's all about who has the most power. Remember what Jesus said, the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself, the love of it. And the control of money is the control of all evil. But I tell people, look beyond the Rothschilds, look beyond the Rockefellers. That's like 20-year-old news. Look beyond the Committee of 300. Look beyond the Federal Reserve. Look to what's happening to our brethren in Texas lining up. Also, all the food lines all over the country. When the bio attack upon the United States happened, the ultimate payback from the Chinese for the tariffs and et cetera, and also conquests were put into effect. Ladies and gentlemen, all the people unemployed, your jobs aren't coming back. You're going to be replaced. And if you're not replaced, you're going to be extincted. I haven't changed my tune for 25 years. And now for so many of you, it's too late. I pray, Doug, that that's not the case for the Hagman audience. I pray that. I pray that people will take it to heart, you know, that what more does it take? Does it take you and your three little kids? I just got an email from somebody. I'm going to send them, $1,000 PayPal. This is because I know the mother and father. They can't stay warm, and they can't, their kids, they're starving. Would to God, if I knew my Christian brothers were starving, or my veteran brothers in the Lord, I'm not a veteran, I don't want to misrepresent anything, that I, if I could, would sit back and watch someone bought by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, you know, basically freeze to death, and their little kids too. Doug, we must, well, we have any hours left. Somebody says, well, how do you come up with a March Act? You know, God would have told me too. Well, since you said you don't believe, I doubt God will believe, because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And when you pray, you have to believe. And so we got a lot of praying, but very little belief. And I want to make this clear. You cannot, and for those of you calling for revival or listening to the group of false prophets out there, you're still looking for the return of the former president. I don't know what God's going to do there. You should be repenting in your own life for the sins of our nation, for allowing our election to be stolen, for allowing your senators and your representatives, especially Utah, Mitt Romney, are you kidding me? How about that weasel, turtle man, you know, Mick McConnell? How about, ladies and gentlemen, everybody else that now in Portland, remember what, listen, sounds like a cheap ad for, you know, Sin City, but remember what started in Portland didn't stay in Portland. Go ahead, Doug.
Wow. Wow. What started in Portland didn't stay in Portland. Yeah, you know, what can I say? What more can I say about that? About what you just said. People are looking for today. I think the only good side, the only upside I can say from this is I think more people are listening, paying attention today to what's going on because of the events of the last, oh, I don't know, 6 months to a year. Because of this, quote, pandemic, I think more people are starting to say, wait a minute, there's something not right. So for everything that you said, I do believe that there are people who are really straining for the truth. And the reason I say that, I find it very interesting, I'll use that word, that the social media companies like Twitter and Facebook are actually now banning entire countries, like Australia, for example. Okay, their news, Australia. I understand why they did it. I suppose one could make an argument that they had to do it, but people are searching for the truth, and the people who are blocking the truth are actively blocking the truth today. I guess so. However, now on the flip side of this, I do see this internal fight, and Steve, correct me, because I'm looking at this from now for as a as a broadcaster. Okay, I'm an investigator. I'm really don't consider myself a broadcaster, but I have a platform. So, from my investigative experience, I'm looking at, well, I should say I'm looking at this as a broadcaster now. I see a lot of these new platforms coming online and pushing for a revival and saying that there will be a revival, just wait. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking at the one right now, President Trump going to, you know, come back on the scene on March 4th by Christian ministers or self-proclaimed ministers. You know, I don't, Steve, if you were wrong, if a prophet, a self-professed prophet, was wrong 6 months ago and they make another prophetic utterance, I mean, should we even believe them? Do prophets have to be correct 100% of the time? That's my question to you.
Yeah, on the biblical standard, yes.
And yes. Also,
the bottom line is, and I know there are people that will challenge that, and, you know, I think there's one example, but I said even Nineveh, when they heard the prophet Jonah, they repented in sackcloth and ashes. I want to ask everybody this. During the MAGA, and I consider it, you know, such a wrong, what's the word I want? Wrong slogan, that make America great again. I'm on record, Doug, from years ago saying make America repent again.
Yes, you were.
Or maybe bring America to repentance. You cannot historically have revival without repentance. There is no repentance. The entire political, this is our salvation. We got a new president. We've got, you know, we control the House or whatever we control, the Senate then or whatever. You looked for the wrong thing. You like Samuel. You like the people of Israel. You wanted a king like everybody else when your king was God himself. The thing is that, Doug, you know, let me share this. I said this 25 years ago. I'm putting this into perspective. Some people say, you just bragged. No, if you don't get, it was said 25 years ago, you don't see what's happening now. I said this, and I think it's really critical. Truth in America will come to one man lies, two people say, amen, brother, and everybody says, hallelujah. 25 years ago. Because we give us prophets. The prophet Jeremiah, the word of God in the Old Testament and the New. Give us, let us hear what we want to hear.
Yep.
And that's what the Christian church, I've called out for repentance for 25 years. Pastor Langford and I taught five weeks of repentance, calling on God.
Six.
I sat with, and I showed it, I think. I sat with a Tupperware tube, or not tube, whatever you stuff food in, you know, what's that called? Container. Yeah. And I put dirt right there. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
And I said, Lord, this is what I am without your spirit. And when I was talking, it would go between Pastor Langford and I. When I was talking, my hand was in the dirt. And after you and I and David got through, I'd look at that and I said, Steve, that's the difference between dirt and what God makes. Ladies and gentlemen, repentance. You start for your country's repentance. And I want to say this isn't a guilt trip. I beat myself up for 25 years. I wasn't strong enough against abortion. I spoke out against it over a quarter of a century. But I didn't see, and I'm not making excuses. I've repented, by the way. I even asked the Lord. I said, I don't know how many kids are slaughtered and grew up in heaven, but Lord, since eternity has no time, I want to wash all their feet. Because I didn't stop it. And I'm not kidding. Somebody says, you don't have enough time. I say, you don't understand eternity. The child trafficking, which thank you, Doug Hagman. Thank you, Craig Sawyer. Thank you, Russ Dizdar. All of you who have funded Craig and Doug and Russ. And then have to fight allegations on the internet. I'll deal with this right now. Me too. That we're pedophiles, that we, and by the way, we won a lawsuit against one of the loudest mouths in Alaska, and his pet pal in the States is soon to find out too. You know, you can say, go ahead and sue me. You can't just call people that. But just the fact it showed up in the internet cut off people's ministries because people believe anything. And I've said this, this goes for anything I've ever said or ever will say. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, then come to know Jesus. Because apart from the Spirit of the living God, apart from the Word of God, there is no truth. And you're watching it, ladies and gentlemen. We just had the election not stolen. We had the election overthrown, okay? I'm not even going to use the word stolen anymore, Doug, because, you know, I believe it was overthrown. How about Biden's statement? We have the best vote stealing in the world.
Yep.
Or something. Didn't he say that?
Oh, yeah. Paraphrasing the largest, most effective.
Yeah. That was the word.
Yeah.
Effective. Yeah. So go ahead.
And, you know, this was proved, I believe, suitable for the bar in a criminal proceeding by the Time magazine article written by Molly Ball about exactly what happened in the lead up to the 2020 election. So your characterization of what happened is exactly correct. This was a coup. And this touches every aspect of civilization. It touches the human trafficking. It touches the infanticide, abortions, because one of the first things, you know, I mean, look at what Biden has done with the stroke of a pen. It touches all aspects. So you're exactly right, sir. Go ahead.
And by the way, at the end of the program, the 15 minutes, will you give me a heads up and have Eric give you a heads up? Because I really do want to pray for everyone. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason I'm up all night. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm just saying there is. Stuff comes into me in the middle of the night and go, God, I can't tell your people that yet. I can't tell your people that yet. And here's where I'm at. I believe it's going to take something so major, like the full rupture on the, you know, Juan de Fuca plate, the Cascadia subduction zone, running into the San Andreas Fault, running over into basically Palm Springs, running up, not just running down, it'll run down, then it'll run up. Something so major, and I grieve, Doug, I grieve. We saw the clusters. We saw it. We saw it. We saw it in Vancouver Island. Then it moved into Seattle. Then it got cleared, I'm told, by people in the world of earthquake monitoring around the world, that even our own government put a gag order on the USGS. Now, the lower levels would maybe deny that. And then for a day, all those earthquakes disappeared, to be followed by the following day in the Medford area, Medford, Oregon area, and then to be followed yesterday by Northern California. Ladies and gentlemen, between Mount Shasta and Mono Lake, all the way up, that Mono Lake's in California, all the way up to Mount Rainier. Mount Rainier now has got a lot of activity. People say, well, it's just a little, that's always had that. When I did the film, Cascadia, we were set to go up on to Mount Hood. And at that point, they didn't have the most, effective seismic monitoring. The day my film crew was out there, the day they were to go, guess what? A huge snowstorm came. And so the people that were going to go up and put up the seismograph, and by the grace of God, Doug, we were allowed, my cameraman out of Oregon, God bless him, my cameraman joined them, aerial cameraman, and they were allowed to film, and not allowed, but we filmed everything from Mount Rainier, Mount Adams, Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, the Three Sisters. We filmed all the way down to Mount Shasta, or actually he did, and we got it all. We got it all. So much so that when I see these areas a couple times, it's exactly where my film crew was. That's not making anything up. We know exactly where we set up our camera positions. And I say we. I'm the producer, okay? I get up to date. I get stuff from the air. If they're in the air and they got signals, I get them in real time. I say, okay, go back and get this angle. I get to call the shots, pun intended, because I get to be the DP. That stands for director of photography. So when I did this, it was such a compulsion from the Lord to basically make this film and warn. Paul Bagley and I did a show, and I don't remember when, but it was, you know, 2 years ago, I think, now. And Paul said, Steve, you won't believe this. The Lord woke me up and said, you're looking at the wrong direction. I think he was looking at Yellowstone or someplace else in the world. And he said, look to Cascadia. And Paul was pretty well amazed that I had made a film about that, which God, he didn't know about the film until I went on his show. How much more warning has to take place? How much more events have to take place? And Doug, I said this too, and you're seeing it now. I should send you a photograph. I'm not sure where it is. I'll find it and I'll send it and we can put it up. Shelves are empty all over. Shelves are empty. And I want to share something. You're going to watch families turn against families. I have a very good friend, probably one of my best friends in Texas. His house went without power. He sent his wife to Florida, to his brother's house in Florida. They invited his wife to come. She's a CEO of a company that they have together. While they were in the air, the wife of my friend's brother says, your wife is no longer welcome at our house. Because of COVID-19. Remember, they invited her days before. Then the son of the, I believe it's the woman's child, not by my friend's husband, this is kind of a long involved story, got on and started whining. He's growing, not, he's not young. Well, I guess he'd be young. I guess he's in his 20s or whatever. And basically harping on my friend's wife, you can't come. My friend who's a ranger, by the way, a ranger, I'm talking military ranger, basically said, when you've done that to my wife, you've done it unto me. But look what we've done unto Jesus. That's how I'm bringing it around, Doug. Look what we've done. Look what we allow to be done. Our brethren are in the dumpsters. Maybe those people aren't Christians, but they're fellow human beings. Our brethren are being told you can't go to the grocery store without your mask on. You can't go during certain hours. In London, in Britain itself, their rules are becoming more. And I want to share everybody, I don't know when we're going to a permanent lockdown. When we go to a permanent lockdown, they're coming to take you away. You've got to, once you even hear the talk of that, those of you who have retreats, go. If those of you who have retreats aren't there by now, you might not be able to get there by now. Look at the Texas roads, and that whole weather storm is headed into Louisiana. And oh, by the way, the same balls of lightning that people perceived in Texas, what happens, Doug, is the atmosphere with weather modification, whether it's direct energy weapons, even laser weapons, modification of weather. I talked about that 25 years ago, and no one knew about that publicly. Not the military knew about it. Of course, they developed it. But the point is that how much denial does a person need in order to ultimately come to those last moments of his life? His lips are blue, his fingers. I'm not trying to be melodramatic. People are already reporting frostbite. People are saying, I'm holding my child in my arms, in my car. I can stay warm as long as there's gas. By the way, gas is out in Texas. Maybe not everywhere, but the main cities it is. Fossil fuels were assassinated by the abomination that made us desolate, Obama. You want to know who's calling the shots? It's Obama. By the way, he's coming back on the scene.
Amen. 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 You're exactly right. I didn't mean, like you need validation, but the fact is, you look at the cabinet picks, you look at the under picks, the undercard picks, it's all Obama retreads. Obama's there, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and they've been in Washington, and you know they've been in Washington this whole time, and you know that Obama is, not just a Muslim, but a communist, and you know the Christians and conservatives are in the crosshairs of that regime. Go ahead, sir. Thank you for saying that.
I believe the spirit of Antichrist has entered into all of them.
Yep.
Any spirit. Now, look, here's the deal. Christians, suck it up, stand up, speak up, and before you do that, get on your knees and repent up. The biggest churches in Texas, to my knowledge, now look, my knowledge is limited because I don't pay any attention to what I call I got a name for them. Ichabodatoriums or Ichabodatoriums. Ichabod means what the glory of the Lord has departed. You want to have a party? You want to feel good? Oh, your best days now. Oh, your best life is now. Tell that to the starving Texans. Tell that to the people that can't eat, can't stay warm. Tell that to them. It's a facade. It's a lie. And that's why biblical Christianity is blasphemed amongst the world, because we become irrelevant. We become irrelevant because we no longer have the power of living God. And now, and I want to make this clear to all Catholics. I am not anti-Catholic. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff. But now you've got the Pope saying if you don't get vaccinated, you know, you're not a good Catholic. Doug. Should it be surprising to anyone you develop a bioweapon? By the way, I wrote a book on that too, Breathe No Evil. You've got it.
Yep.
I'm concerned about binary weapons. I was the first guy, and I'm saying this again. The Novichok chemical weapon that the Russians designed 20 years ago came into just the public perception last year, when supposedly one of the Russian dissidents was poisoned with Novichok. No, he wasn't. That's a binary weapon that means newcomer. I remember Kenton Alivik, the head of BioPreparat, which was the Russian bioweapons lab consortium. He oversaw, I don't know, 30,000-40,000 bioengineers. He said, listen, we have Ebola pox. We have Ebola combined with smallpox. I read his transcripts before the Senate, before the House, and no one paid attention. Nobody gave a damn. Nobody cares. Have we become the most careless, most ripe for judgment? Oh, and then I get the Christians to say, there's no judgment. Things are going to get better. Why, this prophet says this, and while that prophet's saying this, this prophet's saying this. It goes back to your question, Doug. How many times does a prophet have to be wrong? How much energy do they have to give to try and convince everybody they're wrong? And I forget the name of the gentleman that wrote a great story. He said, just repent and agree and just acknowledge you missed it. What happens in 6 months? The prompt's not back, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share something. I am so frightened. Yeah, I am. And at the time I get afraid, I trust in the Lord. If that was happening to me, and I want to go back to something you said, killing people's mothers, killing people's fathers, killing people's grandparents who didn't even, they weren't even at risk. They were by age, but they had underlying need and they had care. Remember the hydroxychloroquine lie. Remember, it works. Yet look at how much the vaccine industry put pressure on to make it illegal at first. Ivermectin, Gary Haven came on with me and who else? No, I don't remember, but Gary Haven was talking about ivermectin. I met him like months ago in Bozeman. He had business here and not with me. But the bottom line is that talking about ivermectin, he says, Steve, I'm on a prophylactic regime of that. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand this. You have no rights any longer in the United States. You have the right to die. But don't let them go there. Stand up where you can. And by the way, I'm just on record. I said on Doug's show, don't go to the capitals. I said repentance before revolution. Revolution's coming. We're undergoing a full-scale communist revolution. Some people call it takeover. We are in the Bolshevik mode in this country. We are approaching the fascists. Isn't it interesting? The fascists call us fascists.
Yeah.
We never said you got to go out and kill every Democrat. Let's cut their heads off. Let's nuke them. Let's bomb them.
That kind of goes to what you said about the elderly, you know, the killing grandma, killing mom, killing dad and grandpa. It's interesting because when I was doing the research on Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo as governor, one of the first people out of the gate in this was New York Assemblyman Ron Kim. All right. This is back February, March of last year. One of his constituents had asked him about what was going on in the nursing homes or the extended care facilities. So he went out and he did a video that is starting to gain traction again from last year. And Cuomo said, I am going to destroy you. Okay, there was no pauses, hesitations. I'm going to Ron Kim. I am going to destroy you. Now, when someone says that to you, I guess, you know, look, I take people at their word. If someone's going to destroy me, okay. What does that mean? Well, certainly in this context, I have to say that it's not a political statement. I think it's more of a personal statement. So the reason I brought this up is because when you were talking about grandmas and grandpas and the extended, you know, the elder genocide kind of environment that we're in right now, this is full-on genocide. And anyone who talks up about it and asks questions about it, these people are coming out of the gate saying, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to kill you. And so – thank you. And you know, I'm so sick and tired. One more thing since I'm on it. You know, it takes, three, four, five masks to save grandma, an anal swab to check for something in your chest. And yet you got over 100 different gender options. Hail science. Okay. I'm done. Go ahead.
Well, here's the deal. How many people from, well, forgive me, our generation were taught that viruses are smaller than bacteria? Again, it's total my BS word that a mask will cover you on something that's a biological weapon. By the way, the woman who designed the biological weapon that basically integrates every individual's personal genome. I remember this, Doug, on your show, I said, hey, I've been told by scientists there are 48 slots. Right now, they have filled 7 slots. That means the underlying bioweapon has 48 multiple expressions. Based on the design parameters, you're going to see 48 different variants. You can't build. The vaccine is a lie. That word is hellish. That word is Satan speech. It is gene therapy. It is genetic modification. It has nothing to do with vaccination. I asked the question, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when it starts to mutate? You take vaccine A, you take vaccine B, that's binary. And now the gates of hell is saying you've got to take three. Oh, you may just need to take vaccines forever. My question would be, well, Mr. Gates of Hell, do you own the patents or have any financial interest in either the development of any pathogens, put them on a lie detector, and or any financial interest? And oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, remember all the kids that died in Africa. Now, the gates of hell wants to stop the sunlight using, guess what? Aluminum particles, the chemtrail potion of the past 20 years. Do you know why there's global cooling? They're killing photosynthesis. Listen, all these people, in my mind, this isn't a Flip Wilson joke that the devil made me do it. No, the bottom line is this is the planned destruction. This is the Georgia Guidestones in the air, chemtrail, in the water, excreted pharmaceuticals, in the food, obviously, all of the Roundup and all the chemicals, all of the human baby parts trying to turn us into a cannibal. That which you eat, you become. The secret ingredients. Trust me, we're so close to Soylent Green. And before that, it breaks my heart to say that, what I'm going to say right now. We're in the period of Soylent Children. And forget the word abortion. This is supernatural, demonic child sacrifice that is beyond genocide. It is infanticide. It is the blood sacrifice, the adenochrome. The life is in the blood, and these vampires have to suck the blood out of either the living children, what they do to those kids. God, I call upon you to bring down judgment on this country. I do. But deliver your people. Steve, in your judgment, spare your people.
Amen to that. And if people understood what's really going on with the human and child sex trafficking that leads to the disappearance of children, or children that were never known to exist because of incestuous situations. And this goes into, and I'm going to be very cautious, but it goes into communities in rural Pennsylvania, rural New York. It touches upon situations past and current. This is something right now, the Super Bowl, for example. We know that there were sex workers at the, every year at the Super Bowl, as many sex workers as there were attendees. And we know that many of them are, slaves, children, child slaves. Yes, yes. And we know about the children in cages. The people in D.C. talk about, oh, you know, Trump put children in cages. The globalists are the ones. And you mentioned adrenochrome. People poo-poo that and say, oh, that's just a bunch of, you know, hooey, because adrenochrome does, you can actually create in a laboratory, but there's a difference in the efficacy of the compound itself. And look, I'm working a case, just imagine this, if you will, working in a case right now where a 15-year-old girl was found in a farmhouse, so sexually abused, I mean ritually abused, and she was decapitated. And her head was found in the same room. In a pail, and in the pail was multiple body fluids of multiple people, I should say. And the reason I mention that is people have no idea. People have no idea how sick these people are. These people are real sick, Steve. And God bless Craig and Russ. And one last thing. You know, if you listen to jamokes out there, like, you know, people who say that there's this Pentagon pedophile task force saving, you know, tens of thousands of children on underground bases, shut the hell up. You don't have a clue what you're talking about. You've never been to a crime scene. You're criminals yourself. Shut up, because you are really contaminating the people and the truth of the people doing the work out there. And that's and Steve, I know you know who I'm talking about.
Yep. Yep.
And by the way, we're coming for you next.
Yep. And don't think if you live in Australia, you're going to be exempt. How about this? Carol sent me this, Doug. And I lost it. I can't keep it together when I read it, so I'll try and do it. 8-month-old baby sexually tortured, physically beat, brain dead, goes to be with Jesus. If this don't make all worried about their four and no more mean just their family sick, then these just might be reprobate. And she says this, where are the neighbors, the mothers, the family, fasting, discernment, sexual torture at 8 months? Why did not anybody care? Underneath the White House, even Obama. There's so many rumors out there about who's eating body parts. Oh, you remember Pizzagate? That all was proven to be wrong. Some guy went on Bill Maher and said, apology, I listened to the people, and I believed you ate baby parts. No one ever said that about him. But again, the ritual abuse, the satanic sacrifice. Here's one of the things I've never been allowed to say until now. I think I said it once or twice, not many more times than that. The blood of the innocents is what allowed evil to have the energy and the force to break free of the bonds that God had withheld the evil from this earth during America's greatness. But little by little, Roe v. Wade kicking out school, somebody said, well, even in Bozeman, the Christian school I started, and I did 40 years ago, now went to Common Core teaching. Common Core. I named it. I bought it. I hired the first people, because I believe in Christian education. And the point in doing that was, children are the heritage of the Lord. Little ones robbed of their lives. Such heinous things. Is it any wonder that God is judging America? I don't get it. Are we being, quote, sensationalists? And I'll tell you what has been said about Craig Sawyer and done unto him, if I were a Navy SEAL or if I were part of his SEAL team, I would just say this. I'd take matters into my own hand on his behalf.
Amen.
I'm not. I will not. While I still have breath, and I don't know when my last hour will come. I know I teach it to others, but I know there will be a last breath, a last meal, a last hug with my wife, a last talk with Doug. We'll all have last events shortly before we go into eternity.
And you won't know that. In other words, we could have a call tomorrow, and it could be our last words to one another, and you won't know until it's too late that, hey, that was my last conversation with Steve, or that was my last conversation with Doug, or with Eric, or whoever. You don't know that. You don't have the luxury of knowing that. So act accordingly, I guess.
Well, no, act accordingly. The Bible says that we're to be sober, vigilant. Vigilant. We don't know. God is trying. And look, he won't violate our free will. I'm going to hell, and I don't care what you think. Well, I get those probably once a week, maybe twice a week. I get ones that openly say, I'm blaspheming your Holy Spirit. I don't believe in that. I said, doesn't matter. You're going to hell. The reason there is no fear of God is because the Spirit of God has left the majority of pulpits. Ichabod, the glory of the Lord, has departed. Jesus said, Father, the glory I received of thee, I gave to them, that we all might glorify God. Give him glory. There's no fear of God in the land. There's no fear of God.
There's no belief in God.
Touché, touché. That's what I really should have said.
Steve, when on the passing of Rush Limbaugh, I made the mistake of checking out the responses on social media, including and especially the sewage pit known as Twitter and the other sewage pit known as Democratic Underground. In my view, they're sewage pits. That's my personal opinion. And to see the fact that one person said, rest in pee, okay, but used a different word. And then a conversation came about, he's going to have to answer to God. But then that created this massive, and I mean this massive amount of messages, tweets, and forum messages saying there is no God. It's a fairy tale. Why are you worshiping a dead Jew? Okay, the offense that I took from just reading that, I can't even imagine typing that, and I'm sorry I just said that, but I mean, that's where this country and that's where this world is at right now, to me. So how can we even, how can we restore anything if we have a constitution, I'll just digress a bit, if we have a constitution that's based on the Ten Commandments and God principles, the principles of God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If that's the case, then how can we even restore anything if we don't adhere to those principles and go back to that that belief in the ideology of being a true Christian, not a Sunday Christian or a Sunshine Christian. That's I don't know. I'm done.
Well, here's the deal, Doug. And again, everybody's going to be ultimately standing before Jesus as Christians before the judgment seat of Christ, or as unbelievers for the great white throne judgment. I was fortunate to see literally the judgment seat of Christ, because I was the one standing in heaven before the judgment seat of Christ, having Jesus, who I'd seen years before when he revealed himself to me in the flesh. This wasn't a dream, neither was my translation to heaven. When Jesus asked me one thing, white alabaster throne, he said, Steve, why, when I've given you so much, have you done so little? I basically hung my head and I said, forgive me, Lord, give me another chance. Immediately, I was back in the car that when I left my body, it was 8 miles down the road. I've told the story before. There is a real judgment coming. And by the way, when the judgment of God, the throne room, I'm sorry, the judgment seat of Jesus comes on, the Christian, everything they've ever done out of self is burned up. Anything they've ever done out of love, out of faith, out of care, concern for others, stands. And that's what's the treasure, because God looks at you and I redeemed as the treasure that makes God smile. I also saw the damned. No way to even, there's no, I could say horizon, I could say, bleachers, the damned. The damned in history that had rejected the living God, waiting. Coming before the Lord, seeing all of heaven, seeing all of God's majesty, coming before the Lord. God turns to the angel, to the book of life, and said, is that man or is that woman found in the book of life? No, King of Glory, they're not. God, whose face was hidden before the judgment, turns to that person with all of his glory and says, depart from me. I never knew you. Depart from me. I never knew you. Seven words, right? I got to count on fingers.
That sends shivers.
Huh?
That sends shivers up my spine. I mean, depart from me. I never knew you.
Yeah. So again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I tell people, they say, well, I'd like to have a walk like yours. No, you wouldn't. Somebody said, well, oh, it must be so wonderful. No, it isn't. It's painful. Because I know the scripture. I've stood before Jesus in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. He said, why, when I've given you so much, have you done so little? I'm on the, you know, what do you call it? The end run. What do they call that, Doug? When you come to your 70s and you're looking at eternity, there's a word, a colloquialism.
Middle age.
Huh?
Middle age.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. According to my wife, she said, well, you're not a young, she said, you're not a teenager anymore. And I said, yeah, but I'm going to try my best, you know.
No, I know what you mean, and I know our audience knows what you mean. But as we enter into that time of our lives, you know, we're looking at the shorter end of the.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say this, ladies and gentlemen, if we really told you what's gone on in the background of our lives, and we won't, It would be your prayers, your intercession, your continual support. I'm not asking for anything, but I want you to know. We couldn't touch the people around the world for Jesus if it hadn't been for this platform that Doug raised up. Look, God raised him up. He's a private investigator. He raised me up. I'm a film major, and a businessman, an entrepreneur. But I tell you this, when the full gospel businessman was in the United States of America, courtesy of Dima Shakarian and all those who saw the power, the real power of God, this country was different. And I can tell you this, there is no full gospel except in certain people's lives because Ichabod is written over the church. If you're in a church, I'm going to say this again, clergy response team, your names are already in the devil's book of death, DBOD. They know you when your pastor says, well, brethren, I've been assured that you're going to all be taken to safety. You'll be warm. You'll be kept together as families. You didn't know what the payoff was behind the scene. Maybe there's some people that are genuinely stupid. I don't know. I know I take that back. There are a lot dumb unto death. But what really bothers me, Doug, is betrayal unto death. And you said something. Now, again, I have two hearing aids, but it really made sense. You said Facebook, and I heard Facebook is Tracebook. Facebook is Tracebook. You just said Facebook and something else. And yeah. I thought, down right here, Facebook is Tracebook.
Boy, you are 100% accurate.
Yep. And I warned everybody, Faces of Death book. Face of Death book. Guess what? Freedom of speech died. Guess what? Everything you've ever said on Facebook will be used against you. Everything I've ever done in broadcasting, is going to be, you know, in the voluminous storage vaults of those who will use it at the correct time. If it weren't for your intercession, ladies and gentlemen, all of the people that have come to know Jesus wouldn't have come to know Jesus, at least through this platform, at least through this mouth. My passion is to warn the people of God what's coming, to prepare the people of God what's coming, to ask God and to plead, and I'm going to do it at the end of the show. God, pour out your spirit upon your people. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your blessing. And for the first time, I was led to pray, Lord, if there are chambers of blessing, I've heard there are in heaven. I've never seen them, but I know people have gone there and said this. I want you to bless your people, Lord. You know the people that have tuned into us all these years. You know the people who have prepared all these years. You know the people that love you, Jesus. I can't decide who does and who doesn't. God, touch your people. God, take the lonely and lead them supernaturally. Lead them to the family of God, who isn't bickering, who isn't fighting, who isn't belittling, who isn't slandering. Lead them to the people of God. Take them out of harm's way, Lord. Take them out of harm's way. See, I don't know, Doug, who else is praying that way. I'm sure there are. I'm not the only person. but I can only speak to those who I can affect. Your platform can only reach, my brother, those whose ears are open. And there comes a time you'll go on the internet, it won't work. Ask people in Texas. You'll go on, you'll be desperate for news. You'll be desperate for information. That's the most dangerous time of all, when you don't know who to believe, what to believe. And I just got into a fight, and it was a fight. If we would have been in public, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a pacifist. I've never thrown the first punch. The bottom line is, some guy misunderstood something. He said he accused me of something, and it so took me by surprise. I won't even tell you what it was. There's no way he could have said what he said to me. I held my tongue, and then I wrote. And by the way, I didn't swear in the writing. I rebuked his false accusation in Jesus' name. I believe we have authority. I believe this day God's going to answer our prayers for the people of Texas, the entire body who's freezing, who's hungry, who's starving. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, we're all going to be there at some point. We're all going to be there at some point. And then only heaven's provision will satisfy our mouths and our belly. But first of all, it's got to satisfy our heart, our questions, and the ultimate answer, when I die, where do I go? That's the ultimate question facing all of us. You know, I brought up Romy Zarrett before. When I first met Romy, she moved from, I think, Orange County up to someplace in Montana. Maybe it was Kalispell, Whitefish. She said she was praying one night after hearing me on shortwave. And she said, the word of the Lord, by the way, she's seen Jesus too. And you know, those who are aware of her ministry in Southern California know she lives in the realm of the miraculous. She got a hold of me. We met. They drove down, she and her husband, and we talked. And she told me that God had told her, this lady used to have one of the most public ministries in the country during the whole charismatic movement. If I told you some of the people she spoke to Jesus about, I mean, I don't think she'd mind. Excuse me. Everybody from Governor Jerry Brown, John Wayne, Dean Martin, because they used to fly. She used to be a stewardess. And she came down and she said, the Lord has called me to cover your life and your family's life with my prayer and intercession. I don't think I grasped that. I don't. It was interesting because I thought, what does that even mean? But through the decades, it's come to mean a lot. And it's come to mean this, ladies and gentlemen. If without prayer, backing up Doug Hagman, backing up me, backing up whoever you're led to pray for, just because we're on this show together, without the anointing, without the calling, without the presence, without the purpose, without Jesus, we can do nothing. That's what Jesus said. Without me, you can do nothing. Do I mind being called to Jesus free? Absolutely not. I just pray I can live up to that. When I first became saved, it was such a radical salvation. I used to have a blue car. It was cool. I won't even tell you what kind of car it was, but it was cool. I mean, really cool by everybody's standard. It was blue in color. And so they came up with a rhyme. Some of my friends who were drinking buddies until I got saved, they said, there goes Quail and his baby blue. Look what God can do for you. So I got to confront them. Some were my fraternity brothers and others were just people that, you know, had nothing to do in Bozeman, Montana, so anybody that did anything out of the norm was entertainment, because we only had a couple theaters. So in essence, anybody who does something is entertaining those who do nothing but criticize. I'm saying that to say this. We cherish, Doug Hagman and I cherish your prayers. We thank God for you, and I want to pray for you more than anything. I said, God, I mean this. I said, God, grant me your anointing today in prayer for the people in Texas, for my brothers and sisters, wherever they are, that are freezing, that are starving, that have children. You, our audience, have helped us with the widows, with the orphans, with the veterans, with the single moms, single dads. And what I know is this. If we'll be faithful in the little things, the insignificant people, they don't count to the world because the world's killing them off, especially if they're widows or widowers, because normally they're probably a minimum in their late 60s, early 70s, and into early 80s. I had a chance to meet at the last Branson, where we had the True Legends Conference, one of my intercessors who's been praying for me, ex-fighter pilot, love the guy. I think you know who I'm talking about, Doug. Won't drop any names, but what an amazing man. I thanked him first for his service to the country that was. And he took my hand with tears, looked me straight in the eyes, and said, I've been praying for you since that first time I heard you. All I can say is this. I want to impart, if I can impart anything, to anyone in my last breath, in my last hours, in my last days, weeks, months, that's known to God. It's that the people of God who are looking to their failures, looking to everything we've done wrong, I do that too, would start to take a look at Jesus. And as I beheld or behold him, as you behold him, then we can say, as the disciples, as the apostles, we beheld his glory. And when God's glory is at stake, there's no stopping the miracles. When people of God start to care and have the fear of God, the fear of God isn't like this. The fear of God is like this. Thank you, Father. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which is and was and is to come. Lord, I pray right now for the people of God listening to this broadcast, and with the atheists, and with every federal agent who will see this, for every mocker, every scorner, Lord, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of the living God would convict them, Lord. And for the people that know you, God, I ask that you would provide supernatural sustenance. And Lord, if you took the children of Israel, as you took them out of Egypt in the promised land, Lord, you provided the pillar of fire by night to keep them warm, the cloud by day to keep them cool. God, in the name of Jesus, your word said through your servant Paul that you will supply all of your people's needs by the riches of Christ Jesus in glory. Lord, is anything too hard for you? And in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, I come against all the supernatural evil. I don't care if they're weather weapons. I don't care if they're, Lord, which country's initiating the attack upon the United States. I rebuke that Arctic front over Texas. And God, I command it to dissipate in the name of Jesus, that the glory of the Lord would be seen both by your people, Almighty God, and by the unbelievers. What happened? What changed? God, prayer changes everything. And Lord, I agree with my brothers and sisters, God. I agree, Lord, it's not just Texas. It's going into Louisiana. It's going all over, Lord. People are running out of food. People are running out of hope. People only know despair. God, in Jesus' name, they say, where is God in all this? And you're waiting for your people, Lord, to come to you in repentance and brokenness and acknowledgement that, God, all of us have tried it your way, or our way, and now it's time to try it your way. God, I ask that you pour your spirit out on each and every person watching this broadcast. If this is, Lord, and I know not any difference, if this is my last, God, there will come a last broadcast, and I pray, God, that the power of Almighty God would come into your people, and that wonderful word, faith, that wonderful gift of faith, that wonderful gift of discerning of spirits, Lord, so many voices in the world, including mine. But God, all I want to hear from anybody speaking into my life is what you're saying, and what you're saying to your people today on this broadcast is, fear not, little flock, for it is a Father's good pleasure to give you the keys of the kingdom. God, your people don't need pep talks. They need miracles. Your people don't need any more sermonettes producing little Christianettes. They need the demonstration of the power of the Spirit of God in their lives. And then, Lord, they need to be loosed and freed from this pall, if you will, this cloud that's centered over everybody. Lord, joy is withered away from your people. How can it be true that joy is withered away, yet the joy of the Lord is our strength when there is none? God, by faith, I ask everybody to join in me and just saying, the Lord rebuke this cold front. God, I've seen the face of the devil as so many others have. They've seen the face of the devil in the storm with teeth ready to devour. And I rebuke the fallen angels in control of the men on earth who have yielded themselves in Jesus' name. Lord, I believe, I testify, and I truly, God, am calling on you as you warned me in the night and commissioned me in the night to pray these prayers for your people. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Free your people, Lord, from the literal mental bondage, from the literal heart bondage, from the literal physical restraints, Lord, the paralyzed, God, in wheelchairs, those who have artificial limbs, God, those who are veterans that struggle with some of the pain that none of us can understand unless we've ever experienced it. I speak to that spirit of pain in Jesus' name, and I command it to go. God, you sent your word and healed them. And Lord, your word says a word that proceeds out of your mouth will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which you sent it. And Lord, I send forth your healing word. I release the angels of Almighty God only because you commissioned me to say this. Lord, wishful thinking, you know, happy talk won't change a person, won't change a thing. And I commit every believer that will hear this broadcast to pray the same prayers. Move on me, O Spirit of God. I repent. I repent of what I'm doing and that I know is wrong. And once, Lord, your people put it on the blood, let them leave it there forever. And Doug and I, Lord, and Russ and Craig, who have just bound our hearts, Lord, these guys are on the front lines. But Lord, all who are praying, stop the slaughter of the little ones. Stop the cannibalism on the little ones, God. Stop the child trafficking. God, stop it in such a way. And Lord, whatever you have to do, shake the United States, God. Shake it so that the people in this land that have forgotten you, that have forsaken you, that have mocked you, that have ridiculed you, that are waiting to kill all of us, shake the earth. Let God arise and God Almighty, your enemies and our enemies, be scattered. And these things I ask in Jesus' name. And I'll keep praying it until either I see Jesus or we all see Jesus. And Lord, I give it over to you, and I will not put an end to this prayer. But God, as it has gone forth, let it come to pass in Jesus' name.
Wow. Amen, Steve. Amen. That's powerful. And I do hope people listen to that again and again and again, because it is, again, it's very powerful. And, you know, we have, and within each of us, the responsibility, the need, the responsibility to share God's word with someone else. You know, that's what we're here for. Steve, I'll get the occasional email saying, well, I would subscribe to your broadcast if you weren't so religious or Christian, Christian biased or Christian minded. But that's what this is all about. This is at the end of the day, this is about good versus evil. Everything we spoke about is about good versus evil. And at the root of it, it's about acknowledging the role of Jesus in all of our lives and what we have to do to overcome the evil and replace it with the good. That's my view anyway. So I'm going to say thank you for that wonderful prayer. It really, powerful. That's a powerful prayer. And, you know, I want to thank the people who pray for us. Much has been said about people who support this platform and support us collectively. Not enough has been said about those people who just simply say a prayer for us, simply pray for our protection. That's, to me, that means as much, if not more, than anything else. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. And I thank everyone for that, because, you know, you're on the front lines, Steve. We're all on the front lines. And even people listening to this broadcast and watching this right now, you're on the front lines, because if you are walking the walk and preaching the word of God, then you're a target, and they're coming after you. They want you dead. There are demons. I mean, these people are demonic. They're satanic. So thank you, Steve.
Well, Doug, here's the thing. And you guys, it's real. I can honestly say I know no other gospel but the supernatural one. I've backslidden. I basically have, I won't even go into detail, but suffice it to say, as my personality dictates, when I backslid, I did it up in style. Not proud of it, okay? I'm not proud of it at all. As a matter of fact, when people say, oh, I wish I had your experience, I say, oh, no, you don't. I tell people who've been raised in the church and never had to see the knowledge of good and evil, let alone partake in it, thank God you never had to come our way. And I remind people who are religious, they tell me that they're better Christians than I am. Well, I'm a Christian. I never swear. And I said, God bless you, brother or sister. I did. I do, and I repent. When I blow it, I repent. And I do it instantly. But when I backslid for 3 years, you know what, Doug, in my heart? I knew Jesus was there. He wasn't sanctifying me in that condition. I knew if I died, I would go to hell. But I also cried out to God. God, this is not my inheritance. This is not why you redeemed me. And at a certain point, I don't know what happened, probably a real repentance, God set me free and said, I forgive you. Go and sin no more. I thought, Lord, there's so many people listening to me when I'm on Doug's or my own podcast. There are so many people that need that fresh touch of Jesus. There's so many people burdened by guilt, shackled by shame, driven by the devil, possessed. Many people even listen to this are possessed. Yes, possessed. People hang, looking for one reason why they shouldn't blow their brains out. You want to bet the suicide range in Texas goes up unless God intervenes? You want to bet that anything ever goes back to normal? You see, Doug, here's the other thing in the closing minutes of this that I really need to cover. I talked to a woman who's got a true ministry. She told me something. I've never talked to her before. To my knowledge, she's never heard me say what I'm going to say. When I got saved and God gave me a panorama of history, that's how I can write all these books or basically warn people that long ago. What's going to happen? Like when all the volcanoes of the world are going off simultaneously and cannibalism fills the headlines a day. Know that tribulations have begun. I'm out of fellowship with one of my brothers who says, we're not in the Great Tribulation. I said, I don't even see where it says the Great Tribulation. But she said something to me on the phone yesterday. And it made electricity, just like you said, whoa. She said, God showed me, Steve, that we're in the beginning of the tribulation. By the way, she's got a crack record. And I said, well, sister, thank you, because that just validates and verifies. 256,000 guillotines. Doug has the document. Others have the document in case something happens to me. The bottom line is, ready. And who was it that said, we're going to cut your heads off? The Democrats. We never said it. We didn't drag guillotines out. The spirit of revolution, the French Revolution, is in the land. And yet, we twiddle our thumbs. We have itchy ears. Tell me things I want to hear. Don't you dare tell me the second coming of the Lord is quite so near. Because when you tell me the truth, I have fear. If these are really the end of days, why wouldn't God show me my answer to you is, do you even lift your hands in praise? Who do you listen to? And what do they say? Do they make you feel good? Or do they convict you in any way? And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to outdo Randy Conway, but, and I could not do him. He's a gifted poet, one of the most gifted men in the world with poetry, in my opinion.
If I may say thank you, Randy Conway, for all you do. He's a great man, and I really appreciate him.
Me too. And I post his stuff when, unless I miss it, blurry-eyed. And so, Doug, here's where we're at today. We're at a crossroads for decision. Multitudes in the valley of decision for the day is at hand. It's not the day of the Lord yet. The day of the Lord, as I understand it, I believe the Bible verified, it's that day when God settles the score. It's at the end of tribulation before Jesus returns. People want to do, here's the thing. I hate religion. That may sound crazy. I hate religion. I hate the trappings of religion. It's Jesus plus nothing. Jesus is all in all, and all means all. It's like people say, well, I think I'm really giving it 103%. You can't have more than total. You can have less than total. 90% is less than 100. The only people that claim to have 103% of total, they give it all for the country or all the people on some foreign government's take. Oh, and by the way, they give it all for the country? Uh-uh. Their statement should be, we're going to take it all from you. Forget the country. We don't care about our country. We've given it up. We're assured of $250 million. We're assured of when the Chinese come in, they're going to let us live. What makes you think that? Anybody who will betray their country could never be trusted with an invading army. That's history. That's history. I'll say it this way. Could you? How many of you have ever been betrayed? Can you ever trust that person again? No. Are you to forgive them? Yes. But you don't have to walk with them. You don't have to walk with them. Go ahead, Doug. I need to take a glass of water.
We're very fortunate to have Steve Quayle with us, of course. Every Thursday, Steve comes on and we talk about a lot of things, as you know here, obviously, if you've been listening, from the current headlines with respect to weather, to politics, to spirituality, and to the love of our Christian brethren and our walk with Jesus. And I think the latter is most important if we are to fight. We are, I believe, every one of us has been born for this time. And I keep telling myself that. I don't know about you folks out there. And this is just conversationally between, me and the viewer and listener. I don't know about you folks. If you ever stop and think, well, what am I doing here in the larger sense? And I know it gets kind of heady and esoteric, but you were born specifically for this period of time. What's your purpose? Have you hit your knees to ask God, what am I supposed to do? What's my purpose to serve you? And I know I do that. I do that every night because, frankly, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if I'm still on track. Yeah, folks, I know that you know that feeling. So I pray for guidance. I pray for, a download from God. So I'm constantly obedient because I get comments as well, email and messages and stuff. Well, you seem pretty scrappy. You seem like you want to fight. Is your fight righteous? And I pray that it is. And I pray that I always fight on the side of righteousness, that God is with me and I'm with God. And that's those are just some of my musings after Steve has talked for this program and of course the prayer. But, we're all in this together. And I think that right now we are in a time like no other, certainly in a time like no other that we've experienced in our lifetimes. And that should really make you think about what, if you've been following Steve Quayle, and Eric the Tech met someone who's been following Steve here outside the studio for last week. Steve, this gentleman's been following you for the last 25 years and wrote me a note. He said, I love Steve. He's my favorite. Steve Quayle's my favorite. None of this should be a surprise to any one of you who's been following Steve. And we just have to really put into motion what Steve's taught us, what Steve's warned us about, and what we've been guided and warned about in terms of the scripture and the Bible. Because now, man, I'll tell you what, we cannot, in my view anyway, we can't afford to abandon our spiritual armor. And we must have the armor of God on us because it's going to get really nasty out there. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I want to, in the last minutes, give you an update on what's really going on in Cascadia. Nobody from the USGS or any of the international seismic areas will tell you that in the last 2 years, it's the first instant of three and just recently four earthquakes happening really right on top of the other. And by the way, they're getting up into the, a couple of them 7.9s. But I want to read this word for word, and I hope you understand. Get a picture of the West Coast in your mind and understand that a vortex, you put your water down the drain, that creates a vortex. There's another word for it. It escapes me right now. But here's what my science guy said. Just as expected, the triplets and quads are moving down the coast as the primary magma vortex spins its way down the West Coast. Then it will hit the end of the crack in southern Mexico and bang, the walls of the crack causing quakes, etc. Then it will spin its way back up the coastline, wreaking havoc as it goes. Imagine a vortex, just imagine a tornado underneath the earth with magma. Now here's something. The caldera is about 200 miles wide. 100 miles goes inland and 100 miles more out to sea. The vortex, which is spinning, is about 100 miles in diameter and spinning down the coast on the seaward wall of the crack. And on the return, it will hug the land side. In other words, it's going down the western Cascades into Mexico. And when it returns, it's coming up the, if you will, the land side of the Cascades. The vortex will hit Mount Shasta, the vortex will hit Mount Shasta and Mono Lake on the return trip back up the coastline. We live in very exciting times. When I hear exciting times, I already basically substitute a different word. Dangerous times. Perilous times. Perilous times. Now listen, here's something that is going to be happening that we told everybody 6 months ago, 7 months ago, Doug. Number one, there are going to be power blackouts, not only because of EMP, but because of cyber attacks. The food chain is totally broken. By the way, I recommend everybody watch Ice Age Farmer on YouTube. Christian does a fabulous job. Just like with Strange Sounds, Manual, Strange Sounds website, he does an amazing job. I can't do all of it, and nor should I. Everybody's got their part to play. I have a friend on the West Coast, God bless you, Bieta, who's watching the earthquake, snapshotting it, because no sooner do the 3 and 4s show up, that's significant, ladies and gentlemen, than somebody wants to take it down or challenge it. So I reached out to my science guy, whose bona fides, were challenged by one of my haters. And I'll tell you this. He was one of the preferred scientific advisors, and he's my age, to 3 presidents. His father was one of the smartest nuclear physicists in the world, and that's all I'll say about him. The food chain is totally broken. Food sources, look what's happening to all the cattle in Texas. That was one of the most heart-wrenching, and I love the cattlemen. They love their animals. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to eat Bill Gates' gruel. Are you going to eat it? processing is breaking down. Hey, there's no power. You can't process the meat. Shipping's breaking down. Retail level is breaking down. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think Biden has a clue. I don't think he does. Looking for one more, Doug, if I can. Another update.
When you say you don't think Biden has a clue, what did you mean by that? I mean,
he has no, number one, I believe he's gone totally senile and demented. But I think the whole Democratic Party believes that their funding source and, all of the money that's been bribed to them somehow, if China has to come to the United States and get food, how are they going to provide food to all of the tummies of all the people that have basically sold us out?
Got it. Okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, listen, here's what my science guy said, and I know we're getting to the end. Maybe literally beyond this show. I think that's the message I kind of lost in getting involved in details. Ask God to show you if these are truly the end times. And if the theology you've embraced all these years, that you're going to be out of here before any of this stuff happens. Ask the Lord to show you. Is that his or is that the will of man? Is it the mind of man? What is happening in Texas related to power will be spreading across the nation. And as things get worse, the blackouts will get longer and longer. Part due to the weather, also part is due to the generation system failures due to cold, as well as energy weapons attacks by the fallen angels. I hope this information helps you. Doug, if people don't understand spiritual warfare, meaning good and evil, meaning the legions of Lucifer versus the armies of heaven, they're going to be taken back by the fact that there is no ability to cope. The reason why, and thank all of you that supported Doug, the PDFs, you should have all gotten them by now.
We're still working on a few, Steve.
Okay. And if you didn't get them, send me an email, I'll forward Doug. But what that was designed to do was to prepare your hearts with images of entities that are coming upon the earth, with things that will cause others' hearts to fail. And you know what it is? It's an accelerated discipleship of reality of Jesus. God said his people are destroyed, not for lack of knowledge, but because they reject it. Jesus said men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of looking after the things coming upon the earth. Jesus also said if he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. I'll make it simple for you. All the billionaires want everybody dead but them. The Georgia Guidestones take the world population down to 500 million. The Deagle report by 2025, the United States will be down to 90 to 100 million. Brothers and sisters, it's your responsibility. Doug has delivered his heart. I have delivered my heart. But you've got to do your part. You've got to take it to the Lord and ask God to give you a passion. Ask God to give you care you've never even thought about. Ask God to show you who you need to reach out to and what you can do where you still can. Doug, the Lord bless you. Thank you for having me on. And God bless you, people. Take the prayer I prayed to you for heart. I can assure you that was moved on my heart last night, or it could not have come out of my mouth. Goodbye, everybody.
That was a powerful prayer. Steve, thank you so very much for being a part of today's program. God bless you, my friend.
Bye, Doug.
Bye-bye. Folks, that was Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. That's SteveQuayle.com. QFiles.tv. I know we've got... What? Eric the Tech. How much time we have? About 6 minutes left, I guess, right? All right. Well, I guess that right on the target, didn't I? I just want to, a couple of things here in closing. Folks, if you're, we are trying to help people in trouble in Texas. I don't know how to even describe this, but we're doing our best to those people in need, especially the elderly and the widows. We're doing our best. So if you've if you send emails to us saying, hey, is there any way you can help us out with, you know, with power, whatever it might be. Just understand we're working on that. A couple of other things real quick here. Just let me get to my news board. I'm coming. It's coming. Hang on. All right. I want to just let people know Michigan has removed some 177,000 voters from the voter rolls in January after certifying the Biden win in Michigan by 154,000 votes. All right. Think about that in that context as well. I spoke with Brandon House. He was supposed to be on for a little bit yesterday, and that didn't happen. It was a screw up. I spoke with Brandon last night, and I've got to tell you that Phil Haney was murdered. I think next week it'll be a year. It's my reasoned belief that Phil Haney was murdered, and Phil Haney's been a guest on this show a couple of times. And for those people who don't know who Phil Haney is, you can go back and you can search his name. But Brandon and I were talking about the documentary with Mike Lindell, Mary Fanning, himself, General McInerney too was. Part of this. And we had a pretty good discussion. And he said, you know, I just want you to know something. I'm not going to kill myself. I would never kill myself. You know that, right? And I said, you know, yeah, what's bringing this on? And he said, the film Absolute Proof has upset so many people, so many of the higher up people, that he's received a lot of death threats. Now, look, folks, I get it. If you're high enough profile, you're gonna receive death threats. But we're talking about credible threats. But credible threats where the police, FBI, they're not going to do anything. In fact, I would even suspect that some of the leadership of, for example, the FBI, you know, might be part of this as well. So I just want to let you know that there is a fight going on right now with respect to the 2020 election coup. The more information that comes out, like I just said, 177,000 voters purged from Michigan rolls, 154,000. Look, I'm telling you, there are things going on in the background that you're not going to hear about that people are putting their lives on the line for. And again, Brandon House is one of them. One of many. I had the occasion to exchange some dialogue with, Mancow Mueller, and, There's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that I just, rather than talk about them, I just ask that you cover people in prayer, especially people like Brandon House, Mike Lindell, people who are still trying to get the word out there. You know, the hatred that we see and the hatred that Steve Quayle had spoken about, I find it very interesting because there are a lot of people that really hate us. Louder with Crowder did a segment about Rush Limbaugh. The left hated him because it feared him. And that's what we're looking at too. There is a level of fear of truth getting out. And, so just understand that. But I really wanted to tell you maybe I've spoken out of school about the threats, but please cover Brandon House in your prayers. You can even send him an email, tell him you're praying for him. I'm sure that will help him because look, the threat of death by these leftist communists who do not want to relinquish power, who do not want the truth told. It's true. I mean, it's out there. All right. Meanwhile, of course, you have MSNBC guest Tim Miller saying, hey, I wish we could just blow up all of the Trump buildings. That's never going to be investigated. None of these issues that we've spoken about, I believe, are going to be investigated by the right people, by the proper people. I don't think we have a Justice Department anymore. I think that the Department of Justice, it was interesting because, Jen Psaki, remember the P in Psaki is silent, just like the P in President Biden. Okay. Just telling you that, saying that they're going to have a non-politicized Department of Justice. Excuse me. I'm not even sure what that means. But folks, there's a lot more that I need to get into later. In fact, tomorrow, you've got to catch the program tomorrow. A lot of information coming your way. May God bless you. Thank you so very much for your support. Please tell others about this program, and please subscribe to us on Rumble. Good night.